Hare Krishna. Today's class will be given by His Grace Shastrakrit Prabhuji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrit, Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, Verse 77 onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. And thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening us on this topic. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So we're reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda. So this is Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, Chapter 22, chapter entitled The Process of Devotional Service. This is text 77. Sei Sabha Guna Haya Vaishnava Lakshana Sabha Kaha Nayaya Hari Dig Darshana. Translation purport by Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. All these transcendental qualities are the characteristics of pure Vaishnavas and they cannot be fully explained. But I shall try to point out some of the important qualities. This is text 78 to 80. Kripalu Akrita Droha Satya Sara Sama Nidosha Vadanya Mridu Suchi Akinchana Sarvopa Paraka Santa Krishnaika Sarana
I think he got dropped off. So we'll wait for him to join again.
Hare Krishna. I'm sorry the call got disconnected. So, we're continuing reading. This is text 79. Sarvopakaraka Santa Krishnaika Sarana Akama Aniha Stira Vichita Sadguna Mitabuk Apramatta Manada Amani Gambira Karuna Maitra Kavi Daksha Mauni. Translation. Devotees are always merciful, humble, truthful, equal to all, faultless, magnanimous, mild and clean. They are without material possessions and they perform welfare work for everyone. They are peaceful, surrendered to Krishna, and desireless. They are indifferent to material acquisitions and are fixed in devotional service. They completely control the six bad qualities, lust, anger, greed, and so forth. They eat only as much as required, and they are not inebriated. They are respectful, grave, compassionate, and without false prestige. They're friendly, poetic, expert, and silent. This is text 81. Titikshava Karunika Surada Sarvadehina Ajata Satrava Santa Sadhava Sadhu Bhushana. Translation. Devotees are always tolerant, forbearing, and very merciful. They are the well-wishers of every living entity. They follow the scriptural injunctions, and because they have no enemies, they are very peaceful. These are the declarations of devotees. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam 3:25-21. And the sages headed by Saunaka inquired about Kapila Dev, the incarnation of Godhead. Sutta Goswami, who was the topmost devotee of the Lord, quoted talks about self-realization between Vidura and Maitreya, a friend of Vyasa Devas. During these talks, the topic of Lord Kapila had come up, and at that time, Maitreya had repeated Kapila Dev's discussion with his mother, wherein the Lord states that the attachment to material things is the cause of conditioned life. When a person becomes attached to transcendental things, he is on the path of liberation. Oma Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitamena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Devamrita Swamiti Namaha Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamiti Namaha Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pachare Nirvisesha Shunyavari Pashyatya Desatari జయ శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ సరి గౌర భక్తవంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరి హరే చైతన్య మహాప్రభు ఇస్ టాకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద క్వాలిటీస్ ఆఫ్ అ డివోటీ ఐ నాట్ క్వాలిఫైడ్ టు స్పీక్ ఆన్ దిస్ topic, but just by reading about the qualities of pure devotees, it's actually very purifying. Because whatever we hear about, whatever we meditate, whatever we talk about, we will get at least some of those qualities in us. Whether it's good or bad, we will also, even when we talk bad about others, we are imbibing those qualities. When we talk good about others, we are also getting some of the qualities. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also mentions that sadhu sangha, sarva shastra koi, labha matra sadhu sangha, sarva siddhi hoi. So the essence of all the Vedic scriptures is sadhu sangha. And it's not only mentioned in our scriptures. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, sarva shastra koi, in all shastras. Even Christianity or Quran, these are also like considered like shastras. So even in their teachings, it's mentioned this importance of good association, devotee association. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, to get that association, even for a moment, labha matra, is the time it takes the upper eyelid to touch the lower eyelid. Even that fraction of time, if we associate with pure devotees, we can perfect our life. This is, and another place, Srimad Bhagavatam also explains that dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam mahajana enagatasya panta. That to understand that the essence of the scriptures, the essence of the dharma, it's not easy, especially in Kali Yuga, it's not at all easy. But dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam, even though it's a great secret, just by following in the great footsteps of the great devotees, we can understand the essence. Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam Mahajana Ena Gatasya Panta. That's why sometimes in our, you know, when we are giving class or when we are distributing books or when new people come, they always ask about the Vedas. Oh, what does Veda say about like eating spicy food, or what does Veda say about this or that, like performing yajna? Or people ask so many questions. But the simple answer is, like, we are not so well versed in Vedas, and it's not possible in Kali Yuga. But just looking at what our spiritual master, how he does things, what Srila Prabhupada did, then that's all we need to do, because they're pretty much showing us in a simple manner what the Vedic scriptures are doing. Srila Prabhupada said that a devotee will, he said, how do you know who's your disciple? Somebody asked Prabhupada. And Prabhupada said, my disciple will be a perfect gentleman and a lady. So this is how Prabhupada defined us, like disciples and grand disciple, that we should be ideal ladies and gentlemen. And just by watching how the Vaishnavas are behaving, we can understand the essence of the Vedas. And Vaishnava, Prabhupada mentioned that a Vaishnava is so ideal in character and in his behavior, that just by observing a pure devotee, somebody that's not a devotee will become devotee. This is the beauty of association, and Prabhupada wanted that. Prabhupada said that in our society, Krishna conscious society, we are trying to create first class men. Prabhupada would always use this term, first class men. Because Prabhupada was talking to some professor in a university in San Francisco. And Prabhupada was explaining, the real education means that a person will develop ideal qualities of a first class man. Not like Prabhupada said, not that you have MA and PhD and then you smoke BD, you smoke cigarettes. This is not a sign of educated person. And Prabhupada said, even after all this education, they're so frustrated. They just, Prabhupada pointed to the bell tower. And he said, it's not like they're so educated, but then they're so confused. They go up to the bell tower and they jump off the bell tower and commit suicide. Prabhupada said, this is not education. Real education means first-class men, qualities. Like Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, samo, damo, tapas, saucham, shantir, arjava, jnanam, vijnanam, astikyam, brahma, karma, subhavad. To develop these qualities, like one time Prabhupada was mentioning that the American boys and girls, they were so accustomed to so many bad habits. But Prabhupada said, since they've taken up this chanting, since they've taken up, Prabhupada is so humble, he didn't talk about his own association. But Prabhupada said, in the association of devotees, they've become so pure that even if you give them $1,000,000, they will not eat meat or drink wine or do other activities. Like one time Prabhupada was giving example of one of his disciples, Garga Muni Prabhu, the brother of Brahmananda. So there was some inheritance that Garga Muni went home to collect from his father. But then the father was asking Garga Muni to participate in a dinner. He was asked to eat like meat and onion, garlic, and take some wine and things like that. And Garga Muni refused. And the father was so offended that the father threw him out of the house and didn't give him anything. But this devotee didn't mind. He just left and he came back. And then when Prabhupada heard, he was astonished, because the American government was trying to spend millions of dollars to free this youth from LSD. And even in the womb of the mother, Prabhupada was explaining, they were eating beef, and to have illicit sex is like a normal affair, to keep long hair, not bathe for so many days, and all these things are considered normal. But since they have taken up this process of devotional service, Prabhupada said, even though the father was ready to give him like $1 million if he just dines with him, but the devotee refused. He said, these are the good qualities that we develop by chanting Hare Krishna and becoming a devotee. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, Prabhupada would explain, all the good qualities of the devatas, Hara-bhaktasya kuto mahaduguna. He says, yasyasta bhakti bhagavati akinchana sarvai gunai tatra samasute sura. On the other hand, it's explained in the sloka that when a devotee, when somebody takes to the path of devotional service, they develop all the good qualities of the demigods. Sarvai gunai tatra samasate sura, all the good qualities of demigods. On the other hand, if somebody is not a devotee, then he has no good qualities. Harav abhaktasya kuto mahaduguna. Kuto mahaduguna means no good qualities. Like this famous pastime, when Prabhupada was traveling, was going through an immigration checkpoint, and the immigration officer was actually very rude to Prabhupada. He's telling him, open your suitcase, remove this, put this back, like this. He was not very nice. And then Indradumna Swami Maharaj was there, the young man. At the time he was tall and strong. And he said to the, Indradumna Maharaj said to the immigration officer, if you talk to my guru like this one more time, I'm going to punch your face. The immigration officer was shocked. He said to Indradumna Swami that, I thought you guys were like harmless, non-violent. Well, why you talk to me like this? And Indradumna Swami said, I am non-violent, but if you talk to a pure devotee like this, disrespectfully, you're going to see the other side of it. So as they walked away, Prabhupada chuckled. And Prabhupada said, Indradumna, because they are not devotees, they have no good qualities. Then they walked a little bit more. Again, Prabhupada said, Indradumna, because they are not devotees, they have no good qualities. And then they walked a little bit more. And then Prabhupada said for the third time, Indradumna, you understand, because they are not devotees, they have no good qualities. And the third time, Maharaj got it, that it's not just some saying like, because we are devotees, we think like others have no good qualities. No, this is the verdict of the Shastra. We cannot expect any good qualities from a person that's not a devotee. But on the other hand, If somebody takes to devotional life, they become perfect. They become perfect devotee. Gradually, gradually. Just like when you put iron in the red hot fire. Gradually, gradually, the fire will turn the iron rod also red hot, just like fire. Similarly, when we stay in the fire of the association of devotees, then gradually we will become just like the devotees. We will develop all the good qualities. Like one time Prabhupada was flying in airplane in Australia, and Hari Saudi Prabhu remembers how there was a team, like some sports team on the plane, and they were like so like animals. They were just like drunk and they were screaming and they were smoking. Back then they were allowed to smoke on the plane. So they were smoking and it was disturbing. It was disturbing Srila Prabhupada. It was disturbing the devotees. So the devotees requested them, oh, please, please don't smoke. And then they were quiet for a little bit. Again, you know, they started smoking. And then the devotees were getting disturbed. And then they were going to ask. And then Prabhupada said, it's okay, it's okay. Just tolerate. And Prabhupada said, if we cannot tolerate, then what's the difference between them and us? Prabhupada said, the only difference is a devotee knows how to tolerate. So devotee develops all good qualities. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, I was reading this pastime of this leper. There was one devotee that had advanced stages of leprosy. His name was Vasudev. And this devotee had such advanced stages of leprosy that he had living worms. His body had like worms that were living inside his flesh. It's a very extreme example we cannot imitate. But the point is, we can learn so much from this. So when the worm would fall from the body and the Vasudev would pick it up and put it back exactly where it was. Because he was thinking that I'm not the body, I'm living in this body and the worm is also living in this body, so why do I claim this egoistic proprietorship? Why do I think I'm better than somebody else? So just with this attitude of humility, he was just chanting constantly. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he visited the house of Kurma Brahmana, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spent time there, and Kurma Brahmana was so moved by the association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he said, my Lord, this material life is scorching. I can't take it anymore. He said, I just want to renounce everything and go with you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kurma Brahmana, you don't need to go with me. Just remain where you are and you chant Hare Krishna and you teach others how to chant Hare Krishna. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Jiva Doya Krishna Naam Sarva Dharma Sa, the essence of all the religious scriptures is Jiva Doya, to show mercy to others, and Krishna Naam, to chant Krishna's names. Only these two things. And they said that's the essence, Sarva Dharma Sa, the essence of all the religion. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Kurma Brahmana, he said, chant Hare Krishna and teach others how to chant Hare Krishna. If you do this, we will very soon meet again. Or in other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, we will never be separated. Anybody is doing the will of Krishna, he's always with Krishna. There's no separation. So Just like we are distributing Prabhupada's books this marathon, we are feeling Prabhupada's presence all the time. We are holding Prabhupada's books, we are looking at Prabhupada's pictures, we are reading his statements, we are telling others about Prabhupada and Bhagavad Gita. In this way, like, we are so absorbed in Krishna and Prabhupada that it's natural we even dream about Prabhupada and book distribution and Harinam and like this. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Purna Brahman, if you're doing the will of Krishna, you will never be separated from Krishna and the material life won't bother you. Material life only exists for people that are selfish. So when he left, just because he was so non-envious, this Vasudev Brahmana had a revelation that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Personality of Godhead and he was nearby and I missed the opportunity to have his association. So in this pain of separation, Vasudev Brahmana just collapsed and fainted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being the Paramatma, Super Soul in everyone's heart, he can see this. So he exactly walked up to this Brahmana, Vasudev, and embraced him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he embraced him, the Brahmana's diseases went away and his body became golden. And it says his nose was melted away earlier because of the leprosy. But now it becomes so beautiful, like a sesame flower, its sharp features. And he became so attractive and, yeah, handsome. So like this, a devotee is very, very kind, very merciful. And all these qualities come just from chanting Hare Krishna. There's no extra endeavors necessary. It's like this Subhuti Roy. This is the Leela of Subhuti Roy, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. But Subhuti Roy, when he was a king, he had this little Muslim boy servant. So to correct this boy, one time Subhuti Roy chastised him. He striked him with a cane. And later on, this little boy, when he became king, he became the Shah. The wife of the king asked him, like, what's this mark on your back? And this king said, oh, when I was a little boy, this my master struck me with a cane and it left a mark. And then the wife, being so like immature and arrogant, she said, oh, how dare he do this to you? Now you are a king. You should kill him. You should kill this man as a punishment. And this king said, that's not necessary, because he was like a father. He was trying to correct me. He was trying to teach me some lesson. So I cannot do that. And the lady said, at least you have to do something to punish him. So she insisted that he at least goes up to Subhuti Roy and sprinkles some water from his pot, from his water pot. But back in the day, people were so like ritualistic and strict that when this king, Muslim king, came and sprinkled water from his pot on Subhuti Roy, everybody considered him that he's become a Muslim. And he got ostracized. He wouldn't be allowed in any functions, any family gatherings. He was like so desperate. He was so suffering and confused. And he went to different brahmanas and different pujari priests and he was asking for solution. And some told him, oh, you should drink lead, molten lead as a prayaschitta. And somebody else told him, oh, you should drink smoking hot ghee. And so Subhuti Roy said, I will die. And they said, yes. Because ghee is so pure and you will die drinking the pure ghee. Next life you will again have an opportunity to take birth in a Brahmana family. So people were giving such harsh, unpractical solution. And then when he came across Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, no problem, chant Hare Krishna. And he said, go to Vrindavan. And the devotees will come from Bengal. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him that Bengali devotees, they love rice prasad. Because back in the day, in Vrindavan, the only available was Braj Roti. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you go to Vrindavan and you serve my devotees that come there with nice rice prasad and you massage them. And he said, devotees love oil massage, mustard oil massage. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, this way you'll be free from all contamination and all sin. And Subhadra Rai was so relieved. He said, that's it? That's all I have to do? He said, yes, that's all, and you're free. And you'll attain Krishna Prema just by this activity. So Subhadra Rai was very happy. One hand, they were telling him to drink molten ghee and lead and like this. But on the other hand, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him such easy and very practical and very, very joyful instruction. And this way Subhadra Rai was very happy. So that's why it says, Vaja Vaja Bhai, Chaitanya Nitai, Sudrida Vishwasha Kori, Dekore Bhai, Tribhuvane Nai, Emuna Doyala Data, Pasupaki Jure, Pasana Vidare, Suni Jara Gunagata, Samsare Majia, Rohili Podia, Sepade Nahila Asa. Saratam Das Thakur prays that Bhaja Bhaja Bhai, my dear brother, worship Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda. Bhaja Bhaja Bhai, Chaitanya Nitan, Sudrida Vishwasa Khori, Dekhore Bhai, Tribhuvane Nai, Emuna Doyala Dada. You will not find in the three worlds such merciful incarnations as Chaitanya and Nityananda. Pasu Pakhi Jure, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his kirtan, even beasts and birds, they were crying. The stone was melting. Pasu Pakhi Jure, Pasana Vidare. So this way, the Vaishnava Acharyas are glorifying that the teachings that Chaitanya Nityananda came to give is Kevala Ananda Kanda, which means it's very, very joyful to perform, very easy to perform. Anybody can practice because on the bodily concept, it's a big thing. Like if you were to, in India for example, they have this concept like only Brahmanas can do puja, only Brahmanas born of Brahmana family can wear Brahmin thread, only Brahmanas can worship Shaligram Shila, only Brahmanas can recite the scriptures. Like this, they had very rigid concept. And what's happening is nowadays the Brahmanas, their children are not trained to be Brahmanas. They're all studying like IT because Krishna has given special intelligence to the Brahmana to study the scriptures, to study the Vedas and to teach. But instead, people are using their intelligence, especially the Brahmana, children of the Brahmanas, Braja Bandhu, Brahma Bandhu. And they're becoming highly placed IT professional accountants, doctors, judges, lawyers, like this. And who is going to continue if so-called, according to the teaching, only Brahmana generation can do this activity, and the Brahmana children are becoming professionals, and you cannot have just one side of the coin. You cannot just come to America and say like, oh, I will just take the dollars, but then I'll remain so pure. No, naturally, along with being in America, then everything comes slowly, slowly, like meat eating. Because even without knowing, the toothpaste has like pig fat and the yogurt has gelatin, and you start using the soap that's also has contaminated, and then gradually you start watching football, and then, and you know, like this, gradually, gradually, like occasional drinking. Even in newspaper nowadays, when the girls are looking for husbands, Brahmana girls in South India, they say like, oh, vegetarian, optional. Occasional drinking is okay. We love social people. Like, so gradually, gradually they come to America. You know, as soon as we start eating and mixing with people, you're no longer Brahmana. What to speak of the second generation, our children. And they grow up in America, they'll just, even we meet all the time the second generation kids on book distribution, they're even shy to be identified with their Indian roots. They run away when they see a book table or anything to do with Hinduism or like that. They think like that's not so cool. So this way, people's concept of only Brahmanas can do this and do that, then what's going to happen in 100 years? There's no so-called Brahmana lineage is going to continue. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is different. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that anybody, like Prabhupada summarized in his teachings in our Krishna consciousness, he said, you give up these four habits. No illicit sex, no intoxication, no meat eating, no gambling. Prabhupada said it over and over and over and over every lecture. It's like Prabhupada said, any building is standing on four columns, four walls. Like that Prabhupada said, the Kali, the building of Kali is standing on these four sinful pillars. And Prabhupada said, give up these things. And then as soon as we give up these things, immediately we become so pure. People are astonished. All the time when we're preaching to people, they ask, oh my God, you guys don't even eat onion or garlic? It's like a big topic. You guys don't eat mushroom? You guys don't eat this? You guys don't drink that? You guys don't go to movies? You guys don't go to like rugby or football? People are astonished, but for us, we don't even miss it. We don't even want it. So, by just following these four principles, we become so pure. And Prabhupada would say, bright face. One time Prabhupada was flying an airplane. Some Christian priest asked Prabhupada, these were all our boys. They were emaciated. Their faces were ashen and they were confused and morose. Now, same, our boys are joining you and they become bright faced. They look so like angelic. So why? Because Prabhupada said these four things. Give up these four things. And what is the positive thing, Prabhupada said? Positive thing is chant Hare Krishna. This is the message of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Give up activities that are slowing us down and chant Hare Krishna. And just by doing so, we are making such rapid advancement. No matter where we are from, whether we're from China or Burma or Japan or America or Europe, even from India, no matter where we are from, nowadays we have become so unqualified and we are so confused. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings is Kevala Ananda Kanda. So joyful, and anyone is welcome to come and take it up. We can take it up, anyone, Prabhupada said, we can qualify ourselves to become teachers of Krishna consciousness. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare Deka Tare Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Gyai Guru Hana Tara Hedesh. So, so much can be said, but what's the point we're trying to make is that by taking to Krishna consciousness, gradually, gradually we will become filled with good qualities. It's sometimes it takes time. We look at a devotee and said, oh, he's doing this or he's not doing this. But just the fact they've taken up the process, they're far better than any so-called big materialist. Just like when we are, say for example, if a fan is spinning during the summer in full speed, and when you unplug the fan, it doesn't stop immediately. It takes some time, it keeps spinning. But as long as we don't plug it back in the wall, it will stop. Similarly, for millions and trillions, anadi, bahirmukh jeev, the spirit soul, this being in the material world, for millions of births, so therefore is covered over with all kinds of bad qualities. So it's going to take some time. And the chanting is basically uncovering those qualities. Because the spirit soul is amazing. Krishna explains the Bhagavad Gita. Spirit soul is amazing. Because we are part of something really amazing, like super fantastic, who's Krishna. So because we are part of Krishna, the spirit soul has so many wonderful qualities. About 78% of Krishna's qualities we possess. But what happened is we are covered over. We are covered over with association with material energy. So what happens is when sometimes devotees come, we make mistakes or we don't behave properly, then immediately the other devotees are confused. But what happens is because they have taken up this process, apichet sudurachara bhajante mam ananyavak sadhur eva samantavya samyak yavasito isha. Krishna explained that if somebody is taken up Krishna consciousness, even if they are so-called not behaving immediately, we shouldn't like criticize them or reject them, because it's just a matter of time they will come out purified. They will become completely pure. And especially this month. This month is the month December book marathon, where Srila Prabhupada wanted that we distribute his books. We distribute his books far and wide. Why? Because we are going out to give people the opportunity to understand what is the goal of human form of life, what is material world, what is the spiritual world, what is the spirit soul. Most people, 99.9%, don't even know that they are spirit souls. If we have unlimited job opportunity, it's like one guy, he was in the business of in the morgue. He had this business of morgue where he was dealing with dead bodies. So somebody asked him, why did you select this business? And he said, oh, I will never run out of customers. Because this, it's a world of death. Similarly, it's a world of illusion. And we have unlimited seva to perform. Just if we step outside our house and we go talk to people, people are so ignorant. People are suffering so much. They're following so many bogus gurus. They're drowning in materialism and they're so proud and they're destroying themselves and destroying the planet looking for happiness. So when we go out to distribute Srila Prabhupada's books, we are giving them opportunities to develop good qualities. It's very easy, like Srila Prabhupada makes it very easy. Prabhupada, just like when you eat burfi, wherever you bite, it's milk and sugar. Similarly, wherever we read in Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada is explaining some basics, at the same time he's also explaining some deep philosophy. Prabhupada tells people, give up these activities that's injurious for yourself. You're burying yourself with bad karmic reaction, and chant Hare Krishna. Just from reading just from reading even one small Prabhupada books, we see practically how many people's lives are changing. They are becoming very saintly. The chanting Hare Krishna and the reading Krishna book, and they want to go to Vrindavan. They want to perform devotional service. They start worshipping Tulasi. And instead of going to McDonald's to eat mother cow, they start worshipping Gomata, and they start supporting our farm community. So many things. Like Prabhupada wanted Varnashram Dharma, but just from distributing books, we are supporting that desire of Prabhupada, because when we are distributing books, we are finding, Prabhupada said, there is a Brahmana in every street corner, we just have to find them. Similarly, people are not going to come just from reading Prabhupada's books. People are going to come that have the qualities and propensities of a Kshatriya. People will come that have some qualities and propensities of a Vaishya. Some will do like menial service for Krishna. Some will read the Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and spread it far and wide. So just from, we don't know who we're going to meet. Every day I'm thinking, we don't know. We're just like when the devotees were going out. They didn't know that they were going to meet amazing devotees, like unlimited examples I can give, but Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, and Jayapratak Maharaj, and Gopal Krishna Maharaj, Radhanath Maharaj, Devamrita Maharaj. It's like somebody went out and found all these amazing jewels that are spreading and carrying this Krishna consciousness movement on their shoulders. Like this, we don't know. We're going out, we don't know who we're going to meet and what kind of devotees are going to join. Especially like Jayapratak Maharaj mentioned, that we should distribute as many books as possible so people will read the books. And for the planetary temple of Vedic Planetarium, so many new people should be there to witness this amazing glory of Prabhupada's desire to establish this world famous planetarium in Mayapur. So like this, we are going out and distributing books, and it's book distribution. It's we can even take one Bhagavad Gita and package it in a gift wrap and put it in our, you know, colleague's table, or ship it to somebody. There are no hard or fast rules to distribute this book. We can do however, whatever is easy for us, but somehow or other we have to not keep these books in our garages and our basements. These books should be distributed so somebody's life can change. So I'll end here with one last request, is that I am participating, my wife and I, we are going out and distributing every day, even though it's cold. I mean, Atlanta is surprisingly cold also this month. And no matter what, we are going out and distributing Prabhupada's books in large quantities. And what happens is, many of the times we meet people that are very interested. They don't actually like cover the cost of the books. They're happy to take one of these books and read it, and they're really grateful and they're really enthusiastic. But they don't always cover the cost of the books. So what happens is, if devotees kindly come forward and give a little sponsorship for distributing books. So basically, we are distributing books, Srila Prabhupada's books, on your behalf. And whatever reason, we can offer it for your family's birthday or some grandparents, in memory of grandparents, or your birthday, or health, or whatever blessing you want, we can distribute on your behalf. And I'm sure Krishna will bless you profusely for supporting this most important activity that Srila Prabhupada wants. So thank you so much for this opportunity, Preeti, Vilasini, Mataji, all of you. I'm so grateful to have your Sangha. So I'll stop here if anybody have any questions or comments or correction.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams. Thank you, Prabhu, for it. Very nice verses, very inspiring class. So much Prabhupada examples and examples of senior devotees. How just by an example, in living example, people get influenced. And you are also one of the living examples we see every day. By following your Facebook page, we see how much you're serving Srila Prabhupada and inspiring everyone just by example. And how many devotees are coming to Krishna consciousness just by your example. So very inspiring. Thank you, Prabhu. We'll take your message seriously. Thank you for always inspiring us. I thought these verses were so perfect. We are glad that you spoke about these verses. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for class so much. I have a couple questions. One is, if we want to contribute, to support this book distribution financially, as you were saying, sometimes it doesn't get fully covered by the donations. So where would you have us send these funds?
In my Facebook, I have a
thing. Oh, I'm not on Facebook. So, is there like something that you can put on this group chat?
Yes, Mataji, I can do that. You can also send through like PayPal or or Cash App or Venmo or any of this bank transfer or any of this modern ways of donating. So I can share with you. You like the PayPal ID?
Yeah, PayPal is good. I think I had this conversation with you before. I think it was with you where, there's this feature of PayPal where if you send the funds, and you click on the send as a friend, then
yes.
No fees will be deducted.
Yes.
So if that's available, that would be ideal. Otherwise, I'll just,
yes,
do.
What's your name, Mata?
Well, on this chat, I'm known as Gorangi.
Gorangi, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much. Wonderful to. We met before?
I don't believe so. Are you in India?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe we've ever met. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I have one other question I had concerning the CC. That Brahmana whose water was contaminated, quote unquote contaminated, by the king.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was giving him impractical solutions.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came to Mahaprabhu,
mm-hmm.
he took that solution because it was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was wondering how come that Brahmana felt like that Mahaprabhu's solution was bona fide just because it was easy? I mean, or what was the criterion that he used to determine whether this was actually a bona fide solution? Because normally, we tend to think that the harder the better,
Uh-huh.
And so I was wondering how come that Brahmanas felt confident that such an easy solution was actually bona fide?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I never thought of that point of view, to be honest, but from what we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita is that Mahaprabhu was obviously like super attractive, and just by being in the presence of Mahaprabhu, just through his, from, you know, Mahaprabhu can look at someone and send them into ecstatic trance. Like we discussed how even he was powerful enough to make the animals chant and dance, and like this, even when he went in the association of the Prakasananda Saraswati, he showed his effulgence, which is the goal of the Mayavadis, that they all fell at his feet and said, "Oh, you look like Narayan himself. Why are you sitting in the place where we wash our feet?" So they put him on a throne. So from other examples, I would make out that when somebody comes in the presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's not very difficult for him to convince them. Just like when somebody would meet Prabhupada on an airplane for an hour or so, and then they become like life member and donate like hundreds of acres of land and things like that. So they had this, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Panchatattva, coming in the parampara, they had all this purity and effulgence and philosophical backup that they could easily convince somebody that this, you should just do this instead of this. But I don't know the exact answer, to be honest.
Oh, no, that sounds good.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much for that.
Okay. Thank you. And also, one other pastime came to mind is when this devotee, Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, was arguing with his son-in-law, Gopinath Acharya, because Gopinath Acharya was a devotee of Lord Chaitanya. And Gopinath Acharya was glorifying Lord Chaitanya to be God, and Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya, being a Vedic scholar, he says, "On what basis you're saying that Chaitanya is God? It's never mentioned in the Veda." And Gopinath Acharya gave him many reasons. One reason he said was, basically, to understand something, you need the mercy of God.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have that mercy, you will never understand. But if you have that mercy, you will get it very fast. So like that, that makes sense that this person, Subhuti Roy, he got the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that he was immediately sent to Vrindavan to serve his topmost associate.
Okay, yes, that's nice. Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you. Anything else?
Hare Krishna. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Anyone else has any comments or questions?
Okay. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandava Pranams, such a beautiful class. In fact, we want to listen more, but I just want to convey that it is very inspiring to hear your words, and more so because I feel these are your realizations, and I'm very grateful that you gave this class today, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Mataji. What's your name?
I'm Sukh Sagari Devi Dasi.
Jai Mata. Pranams. Hare Krishna.
Jai Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thanks for coming. And I know you... you had to sacrifice some book distribution time to give this class, because you generally go out early and we
we have held you today. So we'll relieve you now. Thank you so much for your very kind and valuable association. And please do come on up all often. Thanks to all the devotees who joined, and thanks for the discussion. We'll end the call. Vansha Kalpataru Anantakoti Vaishnava Vranda Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai His Grace Shastra Krita Prabhu Ki Jai.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very nice for us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.